91X News.
It's minus one and mostly sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Joseph Carey. According to Quinty West, as of Wednesday afternoon, the water main break on Pelham Street in Trenton has been repaired. However, safety regulations demand repaired water mains pass three consecutive safety tests before being reopened for public consumption, leaving the water boil advisory in effect. Residents impacted by the water boil advisory are being notified using the city's PRISM notification system. For further details, be sure to check the article on our site at qnetnews.ca. Yesterday, members of the Cobourg Police Service were dispatched to the Cobourg Community Center in response to a fire in a washroom. The hockey game that was in progress was suspended as a result and resumed once the smoke was cleared. No one was injured, thank God. The Cobourg Police Service Criminal Investigations Branch is looking into this case of arson and is asking for the public for help. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Detective Constable Larry Davis at 905-372-681. Again, that is 905-372-681. The latest in the terror attack which struck the UK Parliament building yesterday, which led to the death of four people, two members of the public, a Stade police officer, and the attacker, with at least 27 people injured. British police have identified the attacker as 52-year-old Khalid Mossad and have made eight additional arrests since the attack. European Union Security Commissioner Julian King is suggesting there could be a link between Wednesday's attack in London and the suicide bombings in Brussels exactly 1 year ago. King said Thursday that, "I don't think it was a complete accident that this attack took place on the first anniversary of the Brussels attack." He did not say whether the link went beyond that both took place on March 22nd. The attack on Brussels airport and subway at least killed 32 people. King also said that the methodology of the London attacker fits into the pattern of behavior which we have seen before in vehicle attacks in Berlin and Nice last year. Sources say ISIS has taken claim for the attack. In the federal budget, Finance Minister Bill Morneau revealed a federal budget designed to get Canadians ready for a fast-changing world and potentially shield the Liberals from the forces that brought U.S. President Donald Trump to power. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell has the story.
The budget includes over $5 billion for skills development and nearly $3 billion for innovation over the next 5 years as the government hopes to help Canadians adapt to an ever-changing job market. The Liberals are also spending more on affordable childcare and housing, largely aimed at helping low-income women and people in Indigenous communities. All this, of course, comes at a cost, so Canadians can expect an increase in employment insurance premiums and to see some tax loopholes closed. The deficit is now expected to come in below $22 billion this fiscal year, but rise to $25.5 billion in the coming year, with no word on when the Liberals expect to get back to balance. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Trudeau's government's budget is predicting slightly smaller deficits over the coming years thanks to higher tax revenues and, more importantly, a stronger Canadian economic outlook. But the plan does not include a timetable to bring the federal books back to balance, as reporter Terry Pedwell pointed out. Finance Minister Bill Morneau says the government needs to spend more than it's collecting in its revenues to grow the economy and calls the Liberals' approach responsible.
We are focused on making investments, but doing it in a way that's responsible. You will see that there's a path for us to ensure that debt as a function of our economy continues to go down, remembering that our approach is to ensure that we make the kind of investments that allow us to grow our economy so that we can have a continuing improvement in our fiscal situation over time.
Morneau's second budget projects shortfalls of $23 billion for the current fiscal year, $25.5 billion next year, and $24.4 billion in fiscal 2018 and 19. The deficit forecasts are about $1.5 billion lower each year than what was predicted in the fall. While the budget from the federal Liberals boasts of plans to help train Canadians in transitioning between jobs and invest in new affordable housing and childcare, Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says, for the average Canadian, it also includes some measures that will hit them in their wallet.
Those traditional so-called sin taxes are going up. It'll cost more for cigarettes and alcohol. But getting around will also cost you more. Taxes will now be charged on ride-sharing, such as Uber. The government is also eliminating the non-refundable tax credit for transit passes.
What's more, Canadians who have invested in Canada saving bonds will no longer be able to do so. They are being discontinued, effective this year. According to interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose, the budget shows spending by the Liberals is out of control.
Today's budget shows that in just 6 months, just since November, the Prime Minister spent an additional $13.3 billion, far more than his modest $10 billion promise in the election.
The budget, which projects a deficit of $28.5 billion this coming fiscal year, including a contingency reserve, pledges about $5.2 billion for skills development and the government's plan to help Canadians adapt their education and employment training into an ever-changing economy. A new report says Canadians are spending more time surfing the web than ever before, raising concerns about how technology distracts us from real-world relationships. The report from Media Technology Monitor says, on average, an Anglophone Canadians who were surveyed spent 24.5 hours online per week in 2016, up about 2 hours from the previous year. Psychologist David Minskink says the figures concern him because the more time people spend online, the less time they're devoting to cultivating deeper real-life relationships.
I work with university students, and many of them spend more time texting each other than actually interacting with each other. That can be problematic because you lose a lot in a text message that you would get if you were seeing the person face-to-face.
Mensink says even if we're communicating with others online, while online, we still need to make time for real contact because that's the essence of being human. That's QNET News on 901X to 1207. Sports is next right after this commercial break.
The 90s. It was the decade of 90210 and platform sneakers. But unlike those fads, 190's creation is still going strong. The Trenton MFRC. Celebrate 25 years at the Trenton Military Family Resource Center. Scotiabank presents the Invisible Ribbon Gala. Enjoy dinner, auctions, and live music. Reserve your seats before April 1st and you could win your tickets. Visit invisibleribbon.ca. Together, we are stronger.
The Invisible Ribbon Gala, 90s to now, Saturday, May 13th, supported by 91X.
Now, QNET Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Joseph Caron. The federal government's budget is delivering a bump to the monthly check given to Canada's top athletes, which is known as carding money, is given via the Sport Canada Athletes Assistance Program to help competitors pay for groceries, housing, and utilities. It's been a maximum of $1,500 a month since 2004, and now senior athletes could get as much as $270 a month more. Ottawa says it will put an extra $5 million a year into the program for the next 5 years. Biathlete Rosanna Crawford says the extra money will likely go toward healthy organic produce that helps her recover from workouts. Luger Justin Smith says it will help pay his car insurance, while skeleton racer Mirla Rabina says she'll work fewer catering shifts to get more time at the sliding track in Calgary. The United States routed Puerto Rico 8-0 to win its first World Baseball Classic in four tries last night behind six hitless innings from the Toronto Blue Jays starter Marcus Stroman. Stroman says he enjoys the high-level games.
I love pitching in these moments. I love the atmosphere. I feel like the bigger the game, the more I'm able to get up, the more effective I am. I truly try to pride myself on being a big game pitcher. This was probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest game I've ever pitched in.
In NHL news, William Nylander and Leo Komarov each had a goal and an assist in the victory the Toronto Maple Leafs won over the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2 last night. Maple Leafs forward Nazem Kadri says they played smart against a very good team.
Coming into a hostile building, it's a great team we're facing in Columbus, and they do a lot of good things well, so we had to play a structured game. Obviously, had one on the power play, took advantage of our chances, and got the win.
The New York Islanders took home a victory over their Ranger counterparts with a final score of 3-2, while the Anaheim Ducks escaped the oily grasp of the Edmonton Oilers with a final score of 4-3 last night. Tonight, the Leafs take on the New Jersey Devils at the Air Canada Center, while the Canadiens attempt to brave the Hurricanes at their home arena at Bell Center. The Ottawa Senators as well housing the Waddling Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. All games start at 7:30 p.m. In local sports, the Belleville Senators have sold over 2,100 pre-orders of season ticket packages for their opening season. Season ticket packages costs start at $741 and go up to $883, depending on your seat selection. The price covers all 38 regular season games, excluding the Calder Cup playoff games. Go to BellevilleSens.com/season-seats to purchase pre-orders. Again, go to BellevilleSens.com/season-seats. Tonight, the Wellington Dukes take on the Coburg Cougars in a home game at the New Wellington and District Community Center. Will the Dukes be the hunted or the hunted? Hunters or the hunted, sorry. Be sure to attend and show your support. Game starts at 7:30 p.m. Be sure to send us your team or league scores at our email, qnewsdesk@gmail.com. You may just be featured on our newscast. The forecast for Belleville today is a high of 2 degrees and mainly sunny throughout the day. At 12:10, it's minus 1 and mostly sunny. Be sure to check out QNN News on the air on 91X and online at qnnnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joseph Karen. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.